77 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Lieutenant Shane Nolte into the studio from the Fairhope Police Department. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. As customary, the second Wednesday following the second Tuesday, Coffee with the Cop. That's when you have an informal gathering with residents, anybody that wants to come, at the Nick Center, Tuesday mornings at 9, the second Tuesday. What were the topics of concern yesterday?
Mainly we went over our stats, you know, the monthly stats from June. There was some talk about the growth and things that are coming in town, like the new Publix and stuff like that.
What's the concern? Just to traffic?
Some of them are worried about traffic with the new ones, you know, the new shopping areas coming out around Fairhope Avenue and 181 there around Walmart, because traffic's already pretty congested. But hopefully that four lane will move on down, and maybe that'll help with some of that too. So,
okay. All right. And so the call stats, are these are the reports taken?
Yes,
in
ma'am.
The month of June, correct?
We've got the reports taken and the arrests made, and I'll go over those real quick. We worked 6 deaths, 11 domestic violence cases, 15 harassments, 1 weapons violation, which generally with those, it's going to be pistol without a permit, something like that, you know, carrying concealed without having your permit.
Can I interrupt a second? What's a death investigation?
Basically, that is any investigation or... Anytime there is a death that we work, it's considered a death investigation.
But
it doesn't matter if they're natural deaths or anything like that. It's what we classify as a death investigation.
I guess my point is, when does the police become involved in a death?
Any death that is unattended, such as didn't happen at a hospital or their hospice is not tending the patient, things
okay,
like that.
Okay. So someone home alone kind of.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
We've got 1 alcohol under 21, 6 B&Es of a burglary, so we had some of those broken into again. And I say broken into, they were unlocked vehicles. There were several weapons taken again, so we've got those out
there. People are still leaving guns in an unlocked car.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Let's see, burglary of a residence with force, we had 1. We had 2 without force. Oh, well, I'm sorry, let's back up. They were non-residents with 4, so a storage shed, something like that. 32 thefts, so those are up. I think I looked back, and it was like 23 last month.
32. So that's like, say, the lawnmower is under the carport, and it goes missing.
It could be something out of a yard.
Uh-huh.
Some of that could be shoplifting from some of the stores.
Okay.
It's all into one.
Okay.
We had 1 vehicle taken. 1 trespassing, 5 ID, you know, thefts and frauds. So those are kind of about the same. 1 receiving stolen property, 5 criminal mischief, 24 drug reports were done again. So those are staying pretty consistent. 2 sex offense investigations that we did. 4 public intoxications, 85 failed to appear in court. And they always stay high.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of those every month. 9 DUIs, which is pretty high. Leaving the scene of an accident was 2. 1 disorderly conduct. 1 ignition interlock violation. And I don't know if we went over that last time, but basically that is if you get charged and convicted on a DUI, generally the court requires you to have this interlock system put on your car, which requires you to blow into a machine before the ignition will unlock for you to crank the car.
So if it detects alcohol, computer reports that.
Yes, it won't unlock the car for you to start it.
But it also lets y'all know.
There is a system,
okay.
Yes.
Wow.
So let's see, 1 tampering with evidence, 2 menacing cases, 1 reckless endangerment, 86 accidents that we worked over the month. Usually I would say we work in between 60 and 90.
Okay.
I think last month was 70 something.
Okay.
So it's kind of steady. And then we had 42 reckless driving reported to us.
This report has recently changed as far as the items or the incidences that you include. Reckless driving, 42, is that... Did that used to be on the report? I'm not recalling
it. It didn't, and the death investigations and things like that weren't. But
it's interesting.
I've started doing these since, unfortunately, Sherry has moved on to another job. Sherry usually did these, and did a great job with them. But as I was going through everything we get our stats from and talking to the folks at Coffee with a Cop, they were asking different questions, and it led into, you know what, it would be something else to add. And so I started adding it for them and thought, well, it'd be nice to leave that in.
Right, right.
Because it gives you an idea of, you know, what else we deal with and things like that. So we kind of like some of the new stuff. But when you go down to the bottom corner, you'll see that over the month, we did a total of 195 reports. There were 70 arrests with a total of 161 charges and 1,987 calls for service. And that's actual calls that we go out on or that we have to deal with, not all the calls that come into dispatch.
Wow.
And we kind of averaged that yesterday, and it came out to like 66 calls a day. So, you know, it's a lot that's done during a daytime.
About 2,000 a month has been about, it's been the average for a while.
That or a little bit higher, has.
Wow. So if you'd like to see this list, I'll post it later, but it's also on the Fairhope Police Department Facebook page. You posted a photo yesterday or day before about a missing backpack that kind of looked mysterious. Anything nefarious in it, and was the owner found?
No, we actually posted that yesterday morning. Within about 5 minutes, a lady called me and said, hey, I know who that belongs to. It belongs to one of my workers. And she gave me his number, and I was able to reach out to him, and he came and picked it up. And what it was is one of our residents found it on the side of the street, you know, kind of off the walkway a little bit. And he went through it and thought, oh, this is something somebody's looking for. It was a lot of camping equipment, first aid equipment, things like that. Nothing out of the ordinary. Ended up calling the owner. He's ex-military. He uses that as extra weight to exercise, as well as, you know, camping and things like that. And he's saving weed eat with it on because it's extra weight. It keeps me in shape. But a few nights ago, it went missing, and he said, I don't know if it was on my porch or in my car. He said, but I got a feeling a kid probably picked it up and walked off with it, and it wasn't what right. they thought it was and left it. So he was very happy to get his backpack back.
Very good. Very good. Speaking of backpacks, the Fairhope Police Department is having the Back to School with Red, White, and Blue event coming up.
Yes, ma'am, we are. That's going to be July 27th. We're going to do it at the Methodist Church like we usually do. We're going to do it 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. It is for Fairhope residents, so we ask that you bring the kids with you. You know, bring your ID showing that you're a Fairhope resident, and we will get you fixed up.
It's still curbside again this year?
Yes, ma'am. We are going to do it drive-through style just okay. to be on the safe side. So hopefully you won't have to wait very long. We'll get you through and out of there.
And what you're going to do is have the curbside pickup of school clothes, backpacks, and supplies.
Yes, ma'am. The backpacks will be packed with the supplies, and you'll be able to pick up uniforms there. The churches are very helpful there. Some of our schools are involved. It's a big event.
And it is. Very nice.
We actually enjoy doing it. It's fun for us.
Sorry it can't be more interactive yes. like it's been in the past with the hot dogs and the water.
We're still going to have the hot dogs too. You'll be able to okay. pick those up as you good. Drive through too.
Okay.
We do have a church that has offered to do that, so you'll be able to pick that up as you drive through too. Now, unfortunately, we won't get to have our water fights we normally have, but hopefully soon.
So that's July 27th again from 4 until 6 at the Fairhope United Methodist Church. And remember that students must be present and accompanied by the guardian to receive free supplies, and you must have a proof of Fairhope residency in order to take advantage of that. That's going to be a lovely thing right before
yes,
school
ma'am.
Starts.
It is.
You were on TV recently again, this time talking about golf cart rules, safety, and even where to park it. Let's give us a review, because I think we've had, especially in the summer, a bunch of kids driving around on mom and daddy's golf carts, and although it seems very innocent, it's illegal.
It is, and we get a lot of complaints on golf carts. You know, it's they're driving in a 45 mile an hour zone, holding up traffic. They're parked over here in the corner by the stop sign where they're not supposed to be parked. They're parked in, you know, they park everywhere, unfortunately. And what we want everybody to understand is that golf cart is considered a motor vehicle. You're driving it as a motor vehicle, which means you have to go by the rules of the road. You have to go by the laws, which require you to have your seat belts on. Kids have to be in car seats. You can't be in a roadway over 35 miles an hour. Park where you would normally park a vehicle, not the X'd out spots or in the corners by the stop signs that are yellowed out.
Mm-hmm.
Those will get you tickets. We have been writing tickets for that. So that's some of the complaints we get with them, and they come in quite often. And like you said, one of the biggest ones is, hey, our neighborhood has a bunch of young kids riding around on a golf cart. It is still illegal. They've got to have a driver's license to drive a golf cart. It's the same as a car, so we're dealing with that a lot.
And what is it called? LSV? Is it low-speed vehicle? Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. They call them LSVs, which are low-speed vehicles.
Because if they've got the license and the tag and the lights and all that, they are street legal LSVs.
Right, and they have to be street legal to be on the roadway.
Yes.
You can't put a regular golf cart on the roadway or a four-wheeler that is not tagged and legal and has all the proper equipment on it.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. What about the C.J. Edwards homicide investigation?
That is an investigation we are still working on. We're waiting for some stuff to come back from labs, a few more interviews to wrap up, and then hopefully within the next week, 2 weeks, we'll have this case wrapped up as well.
Any weapons confiscated or persons of interest or anything else you can tell us?
We do obviously have some people of interest. And as we told the news, there has been a weapon recovered and sent to the lab. So we are waiting on a few things back.
Okay. You're also hiring at the Fairhope Police Department. Are you still looking for operators or communicators? I'm looking for the right word.
We do have dispatchers positions. Yes, we do. And there is also an opening for an assistant in investigations. So we do have those two openings right now.
Okay, and you can go to fairhopeal.gov for more information. Click on employment opportunities. How did our 4th of July go? And I know it was a bit wet. Any incidences or anything worthy of note?
No, ma'am. It went really well. Like you said, the rain, I think, kind of kept some people held back during the day. But there towards the end, when it was getting time for the fireworks, everybody showed up. Got them out of here at a decent time. Traffic worked well. So as far as we're concerned, all went well.
Good, good. Very good. Anything else you want to mention?
No, ma'am. You know, just kind of be mindful. There are still a few roads closed. Be patient. Hopefully soon some of those will be back open. We've got school starting August 10th. So a lot to do in between now and then.
August 10th. It's going to be here before you know it.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be here quick.
And we are hoping and praying, as the city announced the Fairhope Avenue closure from Bishop and Booth to Lottie Lane, it's just going to be down to the wire. It says 3 to 4 more weeks, and schools is in 4 weeks.
It is. And fortunately, right there at the Bishop Road and Fairhope Avenue intersection, we do have a crossing guard that works that. He does very well with that traffic.
Yes. Is Doug still there?
Yes, ma'am. And it will only cut down one side, so it will put a little more pressure on three sides, obviously.
If it's not ready.
It will.
Yeah. And I did tell people recently, because I was wondering, how do I get to the courthouse? But you can access Bishop Booth. You can still access the courthouse and Social Security and whatnot to use that.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Shane Nolte with the Fairhope Police Department providing our monthly update here on WABF. If you missed part of it or want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.